from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraqi troops battling in Ramadi. Iraqi troops battled Tuesday in the center of Ramadi in their latest push to reclaim the city from Islamic State militants. Sabah al-Numani, a spokesman for Iraq's counterterrorism service, said the fighting was happening in neighborhoods surrounding a government complex with support from the Air Force. The loss of Ramadi in May was a major setback for the Iraqi government and the army. The effort to retake the city, located 100 kilometers west of the capital, has taken months, with fighting on the outskirts and work to cut off militant supply lines running into Ramadi. Iraqi forces have been backed by a U.S.-led coalition attacking Islamic State targets from the air as they try to recapture the large areas of northern and western territory the militants seized in mid-2014. In the past 10 days, coalition warplanes have carried out more than 30 airstrikes in the Ramadi area. Six American service members were killed Monday by a suicide bomber riding a motorbike near Bagram Air Base, an attack claimed by the Taliban. It is the highest death toll among U.S. personnel in months. Christopher Snedden, a South Asia analyst from the Asia-Pacific Center for Security Studies. The attack comes amid reports of Taliban forces closing in or having captured Sangin District in southern Helmand Province.
There's a very well-known Pakistani journalist called Ahmed Rashid, who's written a lot about the Taliban in Afghanistan, who's now claiming that the Afghan regime is in total panic over the Taliban's current offensive, and that it's not improbable the Taliban may come back, and if they are to capture Helmand, then that would be part of that particular comeback, I suppose, because that, again, is their heartland, and it will be very difficult for the Afghan forces to retake that.
This